There's much more to learn about that ancient civilization. Today in Aksum, Ethiopia, residents are eagerly awaiting the return of one of their country's most important monuments. It's a huge granite obelisk believed to be some 1,700 years old. Italy had taken it after conquering Ethiopia in 1937. The obelisk is expected to be flown to Ethiopia tomorrow. The BBC's Amber Henshaw reports on preparations to welcome home the national treasure.
There's a patriotic atmosphere in the small town of Aksum in northern Ethiopia, as the population prepares to celebrate the return of a 23-metre granite monument stolen by the Italians in the 1930s. These children from Atbaha School are practicing the Ethiopian national anthem ahead of the event. The return will be celebrated by everyone in the town, but it's perhaps more significant to Abebe Alamayu than it is to most. As a 12-year-old, he watched the Italians take the obelisk. He's now 80. Mr. Alamayu says it's a moment he's been waiting for all of his life.
I was always thinking about this city because it's our identity. It's not only the Aksum people's heritage, it's not only Ethiopians, it's not only Africans, it's an international heritage. And it should be returned back. But for the last 69 years, I was praying in the church with my old friends and community, with the communities. Always we were thinking one day it will come back.
And he's just one of many people who've been hoping the obelisk would come back. Campaigners have also been waiting for this for almost 7 decades. They believe it's a significant victory and hope that it will spark a wave of returns of other stolen treasure. Ethiopia's culture minister, Ambassador Tashome Toga, believes it really is a key moment.
It is a huge monument that stood for over 60 years in Italy, and then it is coming back to Ethiopia. It's opening up, I think, some sort of avenue for other obelisks, to be returned to Ethiopia. So we look at it, I think, from civilization point of view. We look at it from, I think, its significance in cultural heritage. And certainly, I think, the fact that the agreement we entered into with Italy is being respected. And I think those are, I think, critical points that make it very significant for us.
Preparation for Aksum, I think, is the most important.
This is a meeting of AFRIMET, the Association for the Return of the Magdala Ethiopian Treasures. The battle for the obelisk might have been won, but this group is calling for hundreds of sacred artefacts, crowns and manuscripts stolen by the British in 1868 to also be returned. Many of the items are housed in the British Museum, Windsor Castle and in other private collections across the UK. Professor Richard Pankhurst is vice chair of the organisation and he says it's a matter of justice that these items are returned to Ethiopia.
If you consider a question like restitution, it's based on a consideration of justice. If it's just to return one thing, you have to return it. If it's just to return 20 things, you have to return them. If it's just to return everything from the British libraries, British museums, then you have to do it.
Despite some recent successes where looted items have been returned, there have also been some major disappointments. Edinburgh University has just refused a request to return 5 stolen manuscripts it has in its collection. Professor Panker says they'll carry on with their campaign.
I think it will be a slow struggle. And of course the great struggles for human liberty and advance of justice are by definition slow struggles. If they were not slow, they would have been achieved already.
But in Aksum, at least one major battle has been won. And after many years of planning, the celebrations are likely to be loud and lively.
The BBC's Amber Henshaw reporting from Aksum, Ethiopia.